Hi, thank you for tuning in to this webinar. This is the next episode in our series of conversation with our media partners. So at Kneip, we're really quite privileged in that we work closely with around 200 media partners. That puts us in a unique position to help our clients understand these media destinations better and to identify which ones are more suited to their distribution strategy. In this episode, we are speaking to Infront Finance, a leading European full-service provider of financial market solutions. Infront has over 90,000 users in about 50 countries and is currently listed on the Oslo Stock Exchange. With me today, I have the pleasure of welcoming Oliver Preisendörfer, who is the regional head of sales for the German-speaking countries at Infront. Hi, Oliver. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. I'm Oliver Preisendörfer, responsible for the Infront sales within the DACH region. So managing the complete workflow from addressing the clients to qualify the needs and pain points of our prospects and define the scoping up to the offer of the best fitting solutions to our clients. We aim in sales for a coherent consultative sales approach with our teams, which brings us forward with our clients. Infront actually is a European financial data and solution provider with the ambition to make it easier for our customers to navigate financial data and make sound investment decisions. Our products cover the entire investment management workflow from real-time market data, news and analytics to trading solutions, portfolio management, digital advisory and web solutions. And probably most of interest for Luxembourg part is the risk management, compliance and valuation solutions that we do offer.
Great. So maybe take us back to the beginning. How did Infront Financial Technology start and where do you operate today?
So Infront was actually started in 1998 by two Norwegians who wanted to challenge the status quo and build a more intuitive and faster market data terminal than actually the big American alternatives. We try to keep it simple for our customers and approach things differently. Each access to what the customer really needs, finding the data faster to make smarter decisions, that has been our objective from the start. Even so, we've grown to around 500 employees since then. We are still very much a challenger at heart. So at currently we have 13 European offices and plus South Africa and clients in more than 50 countries around the world.
Wow, so you grow quite fast, quite quickly. So my obvious next question for you is, as a company, what exactly do you do today?
So what actually doing is we develop smart solutions for the financial professional users that cover our customers' complete investment management value chain. So it's not only the issuance of financial products, the market and instruments, comparative analysis, the portfolio constructions that they can view, the market execution, the order execution. It's also the risk and valuation and portfolio management part that we are investing in and that we are communicating to investors and customers in the end. Okay. And for Luxembourg again, so especially our regulatory and private wealth management addresses which our solutions, the Luxembourg market, extremely prominent.
Right. And talking of your customers, who would you say are your typical clients?
Yeah, typical clients, we cater our clients in a number of financial industry segments, both on buy and sell side, including wealth and asset managers, of course, and the investment banking and the trading part, the digital banking and the corporate treasury, the IR solutions, the audit and the consulting and the risk and compliance. So it's pretty much spread around the whole banking value chain. And we cover up to 90,000 professional users in around 3,600 institutions at the moment.
Okay. And why do these clients come to you? What benefits do you bring?
So normally, when we start, the financial instruments remain in a constant state of change. So new players emerge, different needs arise, and everything keeps getting more complex as the sheer volume of financial data explodes, accompanied by new standards and compliance requirements. In such a dynamic environment, the one-size-fits-all simply doesn't work anymore. And that's where we came into play, which is why we saw the need for greater flexibility and transparency. So what we do is we offer a platform of solutions that are modular and scalable so that they can be tailored to the needs of each client, as we just learned that we have such a diverse client segmentation. That way, our clients can focus on what's important for them and only pay for the data and the tools they actually really need. Apart from that, we operate close to our customers. We speak their language. We understand the local financial markets they compete in, and we provide the data and solutions support them as they face very demanding conditions and regulatory requirements. By combining the global coverage with a strong local market expertise and support, we can help them succeed in their competitive environment.
Mm. When I was preparing for this webinar, I spotted that Infront went through a name change about a year ago. And I know that usually these things happen and are just the tip of an iceberg, and more changes happen underneath the surface. So how would you say things have changed over the past kind of year or so?
Yeah, so tip of the iceberg is probably the right expression for a Nordic company, right? But of course, we have an integration ongoing, and we have completely integrated our organizations to build experienced teams in product management and development, as well as expert customer support and customer success teams. We have now one joint product roadmap, leading us to the one powerful platform of products and modules and service based on one data backbone. We have, of course, continued to develop our products. Combining the best of the two former companies, BWD and Infront, and adding more functionality and data content catering to local requirements. For example, of a scalable solution, which you might want to have, which we completely cloud hosted, and I would like to mention our regulatory feed solution on that. So this solution combines the power of our price data backbone within the calculations of a high complex OTC products. E.g. the solar parks, for example. So especially for asset managers and custodians, we are delivering in this way a solution which enables them to streamline their workflows for the NAV calculations, as well as for market conformity checks, and grants them to 100% compliant access to the regulation and, of course, the fulfillment of the regulation needs. And on top of that, this is all handled by one centrally accessible user interface. So it's giving a maximum of straight-through processing and digitalization in the process of handling itself.
Okay. Finally, one last kind of broader question for me to close this. What is your view of the industry over the coming year? What do you see as the key trend, perhaps?
So as you may notice, there is a pandemic spreading around. and of course, it's quite confirmed our approach that we already believe strongly in the software as a service solutions. So being able to access our daily, or you are the client software tool daily from wherever you want and then whatever time you will want to access it, you need to have a technical scalable and with a swift and fast reaction time. So this is definitely key on our products. And we were there before the pandemic started, and it kicked in for us pretty well as we saw so much reactions from the different clients asking for it. So over the next year, I think it will be even a more strong shift into the tailor-made solutions that are adapted to the client needs, but all hosted in the cloud on an environment which is permanently scalable and accessible. And this will be definitely important to combine your software as a service products to the client's value chain and the workflow they have.
Great. That makes good sense. Thank you. Thank you again for joining us today. If you wish to find out more about Infront Finance, please visit their website. It's infrontfinance.com. And if you want to find out more about Kneip, the address is kneip.com. Thank you.